In this bonus conversation, Jonas and Ben continue to discuss the upcoming G League season.
So, Jonas, for you, are there any individual matchups that you are like most excited to watch this season? Like anyone on the Spurs, you're thinking, you know, this guy, I want to see how he does against other guards or other forwards, whoever it is. Is there a guy that does that for you?
I mean, is it cheating if I say Prebo? Assuming that he's going to see the time at some point, just to see how he goes up against size. But really, and again, I think this is probably a cheap answer, but this is the one that we all do want to see, is Wieskamp. Because he had a very disappointing summer league. We were the fans got told about how well of a shooter he was at Iowa, and that he was just going to be a sharpshooter. And then I think he scored maybe 6 points throughout the summer league. That might even be giving him too much, to be honest. And so it was a major disappointment to not see that perimeter shooting take place. And so not so much one-on-ones, because we still don't know exactly how these rosters are going to form. But what I'm looking for, and again, just taking the trends that I've noticed from Austin over the last couple of years, and how they focus on one thing, and that's kind of the next need that San Antonio has, and they're looking to fill that need, is three-point shooting. And I want to see Wieskamp do it. I want to see everybody do it. If Khyree Thomas, we discussed earlier, if he can come in to shoot the three ball, I want to see Renfro. He's pulled up from three before. I want to see in last year in Orlando, I want to see him shooting from three, because I just want to see it become part of the game plan. And this team, these players start to become comfortable from beyond the arc, because it's so bad right now. It is so bad.
Yes, it would be nice to see some of the Austin shooting translate to San Antonio. That would be lovely. I know. And we discussed earlier in the pod, of course, about how the Spurs were not only low volume, but they were low percentage last season as well. So right. If you can get some of these guys more comfortable, you might be all right. But of course, they did go out and sign a few guys who should help them, like Doug McDermott. They brought back Bryn Forbes, of course. So I guess we will see how that goes.
Well, that holds San Antonio over for now. They're not developing new guys.
Let's right. Yeah. Those, way. Yeah. Those are stopgap guys for sure.
Yeah.
So Jonas, for you, you know, G League has recruited some of their guys. They don't have, obviously they don't have a full team. They're still going to come on and sign, you know, some of the older guys like they did last year with Jared Jack and Jeremy Lin. You know, I believe there are four guys who are signed, supposed to be college freshmen. You know, what do you think about them? Or is there one guy you're more excited to watch than any of the others?
Yeah, I think that my favorite of the four, you got Marvin Beauchamp, Jaden Hardy, who's probably the leader of that class there. Dyson Daniels, he's one of the big internationals coming over from Australia. And then Fan Bo Zhang coming over from China. But if I had to pick one, I'm going to look at Michael Foster. He's got mixtapes going back to his sophomore year of high school all over YouTube. 6'8", 215. You guys know I love size. He has a lot of dunks, but athleticism is a big part of the NBA nowadays. You can teach shooting. You can't teach size. And if you're 6'8" at 19 years old, 18 years old, you know, I think that you might be able to squeeze a couple more inches before you turn pro. And I think that that's one of the things that's starting to really become absent in today's game, is the big side of the game, because it's taking backseat to the shooting. So Michael Foster, he's something else. Watch his tapes.
All right. I'm going to have to go back and do that for sure. Now, getting specifically to Austin, guys, okay. Is there – so I will say this. Aside from maybe Primo and Wieskamp, is there a player you think is going to get the call-up later in the season? You know, inevitably when, knock on wood, maybe somebody's injured, or the older guys are getting tired and, you know, the staff is sitting them DNP old or DNP old legs, whatever you want to call it. You know, are there some guys who might see themselves get brought up to the active roster?
It would have to come in the way of a 10-day contract or something like that later on in the season. And we do still have one more two-way contract available. So assuming that my guy, Renfro, gets that two-way, there's a handful of guys that you really want to keep an eye out for. Jalen Morris was a late addition in Orlando, another guard. There you go, San Antonio fans, another guard to check out. But that could be an option for the fact that the other guards that they currently have aren't working, right? So whether it's injury or it's just inefficient shooting, or Primo isn't as far along as you think he is, or Trey Jones still can't get over his turnover issues that he had in summer league and in the bubble last year. There's somebody to check out. Cam Reynolds, you know, if he's still available when all is said and done and rosters settle down, he's a forward. He's, again, spent time with San Antonio. I think that he's somebody that they could look at once again, because he did get a 10-day last year. He could be another 10-day guy this year. Kenny Williams, one more guy. You know, he's been with the team now for 2 years, coming out of North Carolina. He's a shooting guard, provides good leadership. The team brought him along last year into Orlando, and there weren't a whole lot of guys from carryover from 1920 into 2021. And Kenny and Dalen Robinson Jr. were two guards that did get that treatment, as well as Caleb Johnson.
Your guy.
And that's my guy. And I think that, you know, he's come beyond just being there, I think, from the Keldon relationship. This is a guy who's earned his own right and played ball at Georgetown. And is similar size there to Keldon, a 6'6", 200-pound small forward. And I think that that's another guy to keep an eye on, just because familiarity, language within the organization, he's been around for a couple years now. So if any of those guys, I think those are your candidates for 10-day contracts.
All right.
And Anthony Mathis. That dude can do it all.
Oregon's own Anthony Mathis, if I remember correctly.
Yes.
So last question for you. Who do you think is going to show the most improvement, either from last summer or even from what you saw in summer league? Because I know you said Joe Wieskamp did not shoot the way you thought he would. Maybe he fixes that. Maybe it was first time jitters in a real meaningful NBA game. You know, is there anyone you're keeping an eye on to make some big strides in their improvement in their game?
I mean, it has to be Wieskamp, because it was draft pick. It has to be Wieskamp. What he came out with was kind of like what Dalton Thomas came out 2 years ago with, coming over from being the D2 player of the year. A lights out 3-point shooter. He played well in Austin. He's now overseas. But I think that it has to be Wieskamp. Looking at development from other guys, I mean, it's time for Luka. Again, that's another cheap answer, but you want to see how he develops. Caleb Johnson, I'm going to put him on that list too, because he's been around the organization long enough. And this goes back to my point about Ledbetter's and Jordan Green's, about how long do you keep these guys around the organization just for development purposes? And what, at what point do you kind of cut that umbilical cord and say, we've done what we can. I mean, umbilical cord is probably the wrong analogy there, the wrong term to use, but just kind of cut those ties and say, we're ready to move on. Those are the guys that I'm probably really looking for the most out of, because they've been around long enough and it's time to, you know, take care of business or get out.
Week one may be over, but the season's just getting started at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. To kick off week two, DraftKings is giving new customers $200 in free bets instantly when they bet $1 on any football game. Listen up, because you don't want to miss this. Head to the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and place a bet of $1 on any Week 2 game to receive $200 in free bets instantly. If Sportsbook is not yet available in your state, DraftKings still has huge cash prizes up for grabs all season long with their daily fantasy contest. DraftKings is giving all new customers a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes with their first deposit. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code TBPN to receive $200 in free bets when you place a $1 bet on any football game. That's promo code TBPN this week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Must be 21 or older, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania only. New customers only. Minimum $5 deposit and $1 wager required. One per customer. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, 1-800-9-WITH-IT.
Okay. And so it shall be, hopefully.
I mean, it all comes down to who's coaching these guys too, right? Yeah. That's going to, who's going to be able to put them in the position to utilize their skills the best, to get the most out of them, who is developing them. Is it reasonable expectation for Wieskamp to find his shot if you've got a non-shooter coaching the team, and how do they build their staff around him? A lot of these expectations can be impacted greatly. And there's like last year with this team and in November, because it was November that they made the promotion of Nielsen to head coach, and Ahern had left in June. So we went approximately 4 months without a head coach. And I was emailing the team every other week, and I was saying, hey, any update on the coaching search? No, we can't give you anything right now. I hope they don't push it off that long, because there's not much longer to wait, right? We're a season or a month away.
Training camp is here.
It's here. And as soon as camp's done, you're going to be forming your G League roster, and you're going to be getting those guys out there. And this is a point to the Primo conversation. If you don't know who the head coach is and you don't know how that team is constructed, how are you going to send Primo in a place and just tell him to play? It's tough.
Absolutely. I mean, that's a great point. And I think that's all I've got for you, Jonas. I don't know if you have any other thoughts you'd like to hit us with, but I absolutely agree. I mean, if you're sending a guy down there just for the sake of doing it, and like, I don't really know the coaches, but we're going to throw them out there, we're going to roll a ball out there and see what happens. Bad things are probably going to happen.
I know that Pop has been around a little while. Just a little while, and street ball has never been part of the Spurs way. Growing up in Ohio, I saw Cleveland play enough of that, and that's what attracted me to the Spurs back in 07, was because it was real basketball, and that requires coaching, and having uncertainty at the coaching position for Austin is a little bit scary, which means that it has to come somewhere within the family, somebody who knows the plays, who knows language, to start teaching these guys, because it's about the development process for the next level. Makes it all really murky. If you happen to have anybody, Ben, off the top of your head, because I know prospects is your jam, and we came out of the draft, and a lot of these guys, as we mentioned earlier in the full length, is, you know, about agents are saying that their undrafted guys aren't getting opportunities. G League wise, who could Austin look for, and for shooters? Because I think that's what they need to develop next.
Oh, shooters, man, you're gonna make me.
I'm on the spot. I'm sorry.
I'm already looking at the 22. Oh man, not good, Bob. But no, but, I mean, there are definitely some shooters out there. I just, you know, I'd have to go back and look at who actually got drafted, who didn't get drafted. But
I'll ask you later in a different piece. How about that?
Yeah, well, when I can actually look back at it, yes, please, let's do it. We'll make it happen.
Cool.
I love it.